Let me take five for your community now, brought to you by German American Bank. And Gary Mattis is with us from Friends for Animals. Busy weekend coming up for Friends for Animals.
Yes, we've got a golf tournament up at Montgomery, 18 holes. And we've got a chandelier barn we're going to be at. We're going to try and adopt dogs and cats. And they've all been spayed and neutered. That's one thing we love to do. We've got 313 cats and 124 dogs adopted at, we didn't adopt them, they adopted them at the shelter, and we've taken 151 dogs out of for rescue, and they're just fantastic. We spay and neuter. We spay and neuter every dog and cat that comes out of the shelter, and we're glad to pay for it because of the donations everybody gives.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Friends for Animals is a busy, active group, that's for sure. And these numbers are fascinating. That's just here in Daviess County. I mean, surrounding counties have the same issue, as we know. Overcrowding at the pet center or at the shelters is just becoming a major problem. And, you know, I was talking to you before we went on the air. Beth was telling me things were going good. They were getting down. And then here 2 weeks later, you're back up again out there.
Yeah, it's a given that it's going to come up every time. If they get empty a little bit, that's good for them because they deserve a break every once in a while.
But it gets full fast. The bottom line is, if you are going to get a family pet, make sure it's one that fits with your family. Make sure you have the time to care for it, because so many times families find that they have good intentions, they want that family pet, and then it ends up back at the animal shelter for whatever reason, and there's just no place for them out there.
The truth. We've taken 5,727 dogs out to rescues in 16 years. That's a doggy a day for 16 years.
That's pretty impressive. They're doing good things. The Friends for Animals group here in Daviess County, an active group. If you love animals, if you have it in your heart to take care of animals, there's so many ways you can help. You can volunteer with the organization. As Gary mentioned, they're going to be at the Chandelier Bar Market this weekend. They're going to be at the Golf Scramble on Saturday to raise funds for their cause. You can also foster a pet. You're always looking for foster families, right?
We sure are. Fosters are hard to come by, but there are a few.
If you want to foster a pet, that's another way you can help out. Most cases, they start to foster and they end up with that pet for life, don't they?
That's the truth. They become attached to them real quick.
But the bottom line is, if you're thinking about a family pet, make your first stop the animal shelter, because there were so many dogs and cats out there just looking for a forever home, and a lot to choose from. Small dogs, big dogs, mixed breed, you name it, they're out there, right?
That's right. There's a lot of different dogs out there, and most of them right now are big dogs, but they're loving, just as loving as a small dog.
Well, you can donate to Friends for Animals. Another way you can donate is simply heading out to the animal shelter, dropping off pet food. Pet food, toys, they're always looking for supplies.
They're always looking for supplies, and it's a good thing to do if you can do it.
The Daviess County Friends for Animals. Follow them on Facebook. If you haven't signed up yet for the golf outing this Saturday, you want to get your foursome together, come on out. It's going to be a beautiful day to play some golf at Country Oaks. Look for them at the Chandelier Bar Market this weekend with some loving animals looking for a forever home. Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
The Chandelier Barn is going to be great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be a busy weekend for sure. Take 5 for your community is brought to you by German American Bank.